Like I said before, everyone who is here or everyone who is out there, Rochem Abayim, and again, I'd like to dedicate the Shir Leilui Nishmas. My grandmother is here tonight. We're concluding today with Rochem Abayim. So we will be on page 57. We'll hopefully be starting Siman Yud Zayin Be'ez Hashem. So yesterday we spoke about the very important halacha in Tez Zayin, Siman Tez Zayin, about the size of tzitzis, what's the minimal size. So the Mishnah Brura says that the Al Kalpanim lo yifkos mishloshes revi ama ba'orech l'chol tzad, that the minimum size of the garment for a tzitzis should be at least 3/4 of an amma. 3/4 of an amma in each direction. So that would make it, that's where the famous 18 inches comes from. That usually they tell you in school that it should be 18 by 18. That's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the minimum size. And that's, again, what a lot of people do. The Chazon Ish has a bigger size, and he says, now again, this is with majority open and all the halachas that we've learned until now. The Chazon Ish size is bigger. It's 24 by 24 inches. Those are the size. Now again, these are very important sizes. Oh, again, we'll see later, Amir Sashem in Yud Zayin, about for a kid, what the size is for a kid. You know, again, you make 18 by 18 or 24 by 24. They'll be swimming in it. So we're talking about someone past bar mitzvah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim makes a very big deal about that, that it should be at least for, again, 18 by 18 inches, or again, if you go Kohen Chazon Ish, 24 by 24, for anyone past bar mitzvah. Now again, 24 by 24 might be a little big on a kid who's, like some of the kids in shul, like, you know, I think it's 24 by 24. I don't know, but whatever. But a friend of mine wears 24 by 24. He says it fits him perfectly. You know, you could be machmir if it works out perfectly. So, that is bottom line, the minimum size. 3/4 of an amma. And depending on how you translate that into. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan, again, which could be easily misunderstood. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Oshei, it's a big chiddush that that when we talk about the size Rosho Verubo, he says it's only by a talus, but not by a talus katan. He says, since we wear it under our clothes, that it could be even smaller. Again, we know that we're not knowing that way, but again, it's an interesting idea, we don't go that way, but that's just, I mentioned very often the Aruch HaShulchan, so I thought I'd mention that. So let's go on to Siman Yud Zayin. So, miyem achayavim betzitzis. Who is obligated to wear tzitzis? So we already said that a man above bar mitzvah is obligated. We'll see about children in a little while. But, right, so we don't have to go there. Ve'af agav, even though the chsiv v'risim also, even though the Torah says, we just said it in Shema, just a few minutes ago, in Mariv, Baruch Hashem, but still, even though the Torah says you should see them, should see the tzitzis, suma chayav tzitzis. Rachman Salam, someone who's blind, they're obligated, right? Chayav. Not that they can, but chayav. And the Mishnah Berurah, so they're chayav, they're obligated to put on tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah and Aleph says, not only that, but they could make a bracha on the tzitzis. Now, you might ask, well, that's kind of iffy, because since Rochman Salam, he's blind, So how is he going to check the tzitzis, right? We kept on saying, you know, every morning you should check tzitzis, make sure where the loops through, it's not snapped, and separate them. Right, separating maybe you could do, like you could feel it, you know, you could feel it, and you could tighten it, you know, like. But lemaisa, you know, you can't make certain things are a visual check, like the tzitzis are snapped. I don't know if you could feel that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, like I just said, either he could feel it, you know, he could feel that whether it's snapped or not. Again, separating them and tightening them, I guess, they'll have a heightened awareness of feel, that sense. Or, the Mishnah Berurah says, ask somebody else to check them. Baal Chesed, you know, could check them. So again, that either of those would work. So he checks them by feeling them, right, doing it on his own, wants to be independent, or ask somebody else to visually check them. But wait, let's go back upstairs. So we said the person who is visually impaired is chayv and tzitzis. But the Torah says urisim also. You should see it, and he doesn't see them. Answer is, mimnesi nisraba ma'asher techasava. The answer is that the Torah also says asher techasava. The Torah also, when it talks about tzitzis, talks about putting them, placing the tzitzis on the garment which you wrap yourself in. So a suma also wraps himself in clothing. So therefore he's included. So you'll say, what's the reason also? Right? So then what's the reason also telling us? Kradirisimosochaber explains that. He answers that question. It's Tarklamaik Sus Laila what it excludes is a exclusively night clothing. So again, if you go to sleep at night with we'll talk about a blanket, right? So again, if it's an exclusively a night, so quote unquote garment. So then, since again we don't appreciate this, I thought about it again. This, you know, like we don't appreciate a lot of things, right? You know, climate we so to speak control, right? Heating, air conditioning, filtrate, all sorts of things, right? So. Somebody told me that they're going, I forgot where they're going, Minnesota, somewhere cold. Well, I'm going somewhere, right? But you do, how cold is it? Except for on Shabbos, you know, you go from your car and out, in your car and out of your car, and so it's a couple minutes, you know, a couple seconds. So, you know, like otherwise, I'm in the house, I'm in the car, I'm in the, you know, I could temperature control, right? Unfortunately, we don't control the temperature, right? But still, nighttime also, right? But in the old days, not that long ago, once it got dark, it was dark, you know, that's why we call it dark, right? And you couldn't see that much, unless you had a candle or, you know, that was limited. Like we tend to make day, night, night, day, and people wonder why they have sleeping problems. Okay, but anyway, so, urisim oso excludes Aksus Laila, a nighttime garment, and the person who's visually impaired is included because we say Asher Techasava. So Aksus Laila is from Arusem also. Okay, now again, the Mishnah Berurah goes through a little of the Lumdis, why we do it that way, why don't we do it the other way, but let's leave that for the time being. I asked Rav Dov Feinstein, Zeke Tzadik Baruch Shaila. I don't know if I should have asked him. We're in the pizza shop together. You know, he was getting breakfast. I was getting breakfast. So I asked him a Shaila, and he gave me an answer. And I started, I hocked him on it. And he said, you want a shir, come to the yeshiva. You know, like, you want an answer, so I'll give you the answer. So here's the answer. You know, so the same thing here. Like, we're learning Mishnah Berurah. So, you know, we'll just keep it simple. Shir, that's for some other time. So let's go on to Beis. You'll see why I'm saying it that way. Nashim v'avadim, a woman and a eved. Again, I was learning with somebody today, translate eved an employee. No, it's not an employee. It means a slave, right? Is someone, it's not just an employee, right? Pturi. They're pater from the mitzvah tzitzis. So now again, we're talking about an eved, we're talking about a male eved, right? So, because a female eved is not, you know, it's a female. So, again, so they, both of those categories, women and avadim, are pater from tzitzis. Why? Shehi mitzvah tzitzis, she's among grama, as we've discussed many times, because tzitzis is a positive mitzvah with a time constraint, right? And the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'alayla lazman tzitzisu, because as we just alluded to before at the end of Aleph, nighttime is not the time of tzitzis. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol mitzvah sa'aseh shazman grama, very important. The Chofetz Chaim says, any mitzvah which is like this, it's a positive, now, again, not negative, but a positive mitzvah which is, has a time constraint, like, I don't know, a lot of things. There is sometimes an override, but nashim peturas mehem afilu midrabanan. So women are not obligated in said types of mitzvahs. Positive mitzvahs constrained around the time, even midrabanan. Even midrabanan. Now you're going to say, how about Seder and eating matzah? So again, there is an override once in a while for mitzvah seishas man grama, and that is afheinu hayubal sarnes. They benefited equally from the miracle. So therefore, sometimes there's an override, such an override. But that's not applicable by tzitzis. Or you know, even though we say remember mitzvah, but still, that doesn't apply, and therefore women are pater even midrabanan.
So if a woman puts on a four-quarter garment, she
doesn't
have to put on
tzitzis. No, so hold on. Now the Ramah says, "Mikol makom im rotzim la'atofo ulevarach halav." The Ramah says, but if they want to, they could, and make a bracha. Harshus bi'adam k'mo shar b'mitzvos aseh shazman grama. So we know this is a famous machlokas between Makam and the Ramah, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Women, when it comes to one of these types of mitzvahs, a positive mitzvah constraint with a time, with a time constraint, so then could they make a bracha on said mitzvah? So a lot of examples, shofar, lulav, sukkah, right? Well, Megillah again has an override because Hamad wanted to get them too. Right. So, but again, all of those that we just mentioned, so could they do them? So, again, we're not doing them as one thing, but the question is, could they make a bracha? So, the Machaber says no. Why? Because as you all know, we've mentioned this many times, but again, Chazar, one more time, that is because when we do a mitzvah, before doing the mitzvah, or lasi hasan, before doing whatever mitzvah it is, any mitzvah, make a bracha. And in the bracha, the nusach ha-bracha, is the sherki sham mitzvah v'tzivanu. You commanded us. So therefore, Machaber holds, you can't, a woman can't, cannot say that. She's not commanded. Ashkenazim, the Ramah holds, a woman can say that, because it's not referring to her, specifically, it's referring to the Jewish people in general, commanded us. So again, this is a very big machlokas, and that's why it fits in here. The Ramah says she can even make a bracha if she does it, because it's just like anything else. Any other mitzvah, say, lulav, or, right, women, Ashkenazi women, make a bracha.
Did women wear tzitzis in the time?
Well, hold on. Now the Ramah says something extremely interesting. So, okay, so it's not any different than whatever mitzvah, you know, lulav and shofar and all, right? And we have this classic machlokas between the Makam and Ramah, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, and so good. No, we're not finished yet, so tzitzis isn't any worse. Now, obviously, you would obviously, without even learning this Ramah, you know that there's something wrong here, right? Because we don't see even very frum women walking around with tzitzis, right? We see them listening to shofar, we see them shaking lulav, we see them many types of things that they do, and again, if they're Ashkenazim, they make a bracha. All of a sudden, right? You didn't see Rav Moshe Feinstein's Rebbetzin Allah Hashem walking around with tzitzis, or Rav Eliyashiv's wife Zichrona LeBracha walking around with Rebbetzin Kanievsky Allah Hashem. You didn't see your very frum women. You didn't see them walking around with tzitzis. So the question is favos. Why not? Rama says, why is it? So the Rama continues. Ach mechzi ki yuhara. If a woman does wear tzitzis, it looks like yuhara. Yuhara, it looks like gaiva. Now again, in our Musa world, right, Slabodka or whatever Musa school you espouse, the avi avos hatuma is gaiva, yuhara, right? So again, we know Slabodka, which we come from, it was very makbid about that, about anything. Right? And if you do a chumrah, you shouldn't do it. And if you do it, you only do it so nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. And, tell people about it and nothing, right? Right? I don't have to go through the stories. But yuhara is something in the Muslim world we run away from more than anything else. And again, sometimes in the world, people do chumrah, then. So, it was looked down, the Vilna Gaon looked down upon it, Chaim of Volozhin, but especially in the Muslim world, it's very, very clear, especially in Slabodka. So, again, to do something that's you, V'lachain ein lahem lilbos tzitzis. So, therefore, the Ramah comes out, right? Those women who, they didn't read the rest of the Ramah. So the Ramah says they shouldn't wear tzitzis. They shouldn't. Hoel, since the Eino Chovas Gavra, since it's not an obligation on the person, as we mentioned many times, right? It's not an obligation on the person. So therefore, other things, you could, let's say, shaking lulav, it's an obligation on the person, right? But now, again, so women aren't obligated. But here, there's... The person's not even obligated. Perish, the Ramah says, meaning, Eindel chayv liknos lo talis. Woman essence doesn't have to spend money on buying a talis. Kedei, she's chayv li b'tzitzis, so that she would be obligated in wearing tzitzis. Kla kamam etzim en yutes omar, kashi yesh lo talis, marwa kantos u'losho. Later on, we'll learn that if... a person should, we'll see in your test, that are even though it's not an obligation, did I say this? It's not an obligation on the gavra, it's not an obligation on the person, but still, at least for men, we should go out of our way to put ourselves in that situation. But women, there's no such, it's not an obligation on the gavra. It's not an obligation on the person. So therefore, again, that's the way the Ramah comes out, that women should not do that. Right. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says, which is not true by a man for, let's say, something like lulav or something like that. Again, there's a lot of discussion about this. The Prima Gadim brings in Reitzai Vav, Sivkat Nur Aleph, that... by Mitzvah Zaseh Shara's Mangrama, that he says there that that in many mitzvahs that there is an action, right? There's an action. So women, there's an idea, according to Ashkenazim, that women should do that action, shake a lulav, sit in a sukkah, which is not true by something that there's no action, there's just a bracha. So therefore, there's no concept of that a woman should do it. The Prima Gadin writes on this that based upon this, women, we know the brachas before Shema are called brachas kriya Shema. So again, that's not an action if women say Shema. So then how can they say these brachas? Now again, this is going to the opinion that those brachas are brachas kriya Shema. But again, therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan makes a split in a mitzvah say Shulchan Grama that that let's say lulav or things like that. So that's on Sukkos, right? So it's a specific time. So therefore, it's a special time. So therefore, they do it, which is not true by tzitzit. Tzitzit is a constant, right? And not a constant, right? But it's so. Therefore, women shouldn't do that. Don't do those type of everyday mitzvah say Shulchan Grama. Now again, there's a lot more to talk about, and we will bring that tomorrow. A famous, I think, tshuva Rav Moshe. And Meretz Hashem will talk about that, Blina, there tomorrow. Okay, Yashkoach, everyone.